Always Nice by Anna K. Reynolds. I treated my friends better than my family. Then a birthday compliment from a 5-year-old woke me up. Starting about 2 years ago, it seemed that my younger sister and I just couldn't get along. Then gradually, everything my little brothers did bothered me too. Soon, every time I would see any of them, I would almost immediately say, "Go away." Sometimes I would be patient, but it didn't seem to last long. We have a family tradition that on every birthday, we say things we like about the person whose birthday it is. On my last birthday, my 5-year-old brother Lucas said, "Well, I like Anna because sometimes she is nice to me." That hurt. I wondered why it was so easy for me to get along with my friends and so hard for me to get along with my family. As a family, we are always reading a good book together. The book we are reading during this time was The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. It's the story of a devil in training and the letters of advice he receives from his boss, who is named Screwtape. One night we read this advice from Screwtape. Let him think if he ever meets a German, he will be kind to him. But his neighbors, the people he associates with every day, let the little things about them annoy him. I was in a hurry that day and didn't really think about what I had read until later. Then I started thinking about the people that I associate with every day. Of course, the first people that came to my mind were the members of my family. I tried to put the thought aside, but it immediately came back. I realized that that was how Satan was working on me. He was getting me to think about everything that bothers me about the people I live with, so that I would prefer being with my friends over being with my family. I knew that I was impatient with my brothers and sister way too often, so I set a goal to be kinder to them. On my next birthday, I would love to hear someone say, "I like Anna because she is always so nice to me." In my nightly prayers, I pray that I might have the courage to withstand the temptation to lose my temper. I still lose my patience, but with Heavenly Father's help, I have been doing a lot better. End of the article, Always Nice, by Anna K. Reynolds.